The Lord is good, and all the time. The first reading presented us with the story of Abraham and the temptation he had. Last week in the gospel, we saw the temptation, some of the temptation Jesus had. It's a reminder, as I reflected last week, until our body becomes cold, that no pullover can make it warm. That's when temptation ends. Insofar that pullover can still make your body warm, there will be temptation coming your way. So for Abraham, even though Isaac was the child of promise, but he would not deny that child to God. He believed that everything came from God and that God will always provide. As a priest, sometimes people look at those who are priests and they say, wow, what a waste life. Think about all the beautiful and handsome children that could have come from these priests and nuns and brothers. God is the giver of life, and we must give God the best, not what we reject. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? Are you with me? Are we in business? The gospel presents us with the transfiguration of Jesus. While Jesus went up the mountain to pray with three of his disciples, Peter, James, and John, he allowed his glory at the second person of the Blessed Trinity to become manifest. And the disciples said, wow, it is beautiful. It is wonderful to be with Jesus, to be with the Lord. As the psalmist says, one thing I ask of the Lord, and this I long, to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Just like, the rose, there's always thorns around the rose. For every good thing, we must work hard for it. So the disciples, even though Peter said, let us build this tent, three tents, and dwell here, but they have to go through the tree doom. That is Holy Thursday. They have to enter the glory. They have to go through Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and then Easter Sunday. So, during this Lent, it's a good time for us to prepare to celebrate Easter. It is a time of renewal. Jesus radiated the glory of God. What are you radiating? Do you radiate happiness? Are you radiating hope? Are you radiating peace? Are you radiating reconciliation? Are you radiating joy? Or are you radiating anger? Are you radiating malice? What are you radiating? What vibes do people feel when they come around you? Trustworthiness or hatred? Peace or division? What are you radiating in your family? What are you radiating in the community? Jesus radiated the glory of God. We are all created in the image of God, and we are all being grafted into Jesus through our baptism. Are you radiating Jesus in what you do, in what you say, in how you relate with people? After Holy Communion, I will invite all the families that will be enrolled into the Parish Sacramental Program for 2024 to stand up, and I will invite their children to come forward so that they make a commitment to be part of the program. I know the kids, most of them were baptized when they were kids or when they were babies. They have no knowledge of it. And now they want to continue to grow in that faith that their parents introduced them when they were a few months or a few years old. And we hope that they will be radiating Jesus through what they say, through what they do, through how they relate with mom and dad, how they relate with their fellow children at school, in the playground, and so on and so forth. So we're happy for all the parents that will be enrolling their children into the Parish Sacramental Program for 2024 for Reconciliation and First Eucharist. And later in the year, we also have one for in the confirmation. We pray that the Almighty God will be with all of you, with the family, and with the children that will be enrolled this evening, that they, in their life, will continue to radiate the glory of God. We continue to radiate Jesus through Christ our Lord. The Lord is good, and not a time.